morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Klamim Tes Simen Yud. And again, we pointed out that the approach of the Chayodim is not how we follow Halacha L'maisa. But there are some interesting points in what he says, so let's see what he says. So, the Chayodim speaking about a case where a person put food in his mouth without making a bracha, or drink in his mouth without making a bracha. So by food, we have an etzah how to make a bracha. Either the person, if it's something which will not be affected negatively by spitting it out, so he could do so, make a bracha, then eat it. If it's something which that would be a problem, he moves it to the side, he makes a bracha. Drink, however, if he spits it, if he can't move it to the side and make a bracha, because you can't open your mouth when you have a drink in your mouth, liquid in your mouth, without it spilling out all over the place. So if he has an option of spitting it out, and it's not me, isn't drinking it back, so he could do that. But it usually, sometimes it's me is when he does that. So that's not an etzah. If he spits it out, it's going to go to the ibud. It's the only liquid that he has, so that's what he should do. If it's the only liquid that he has, so he doesn't want to do that, so what should he do? So the Chayarim, that's where we left off yesterday. So Chayarim says, you should drink it and make a bracha afterwards. I'm sure we're passing that you do not make a bracha afterwards. Now, so really, this is an interesting question, because there seems to be stira in the Shulchan Aruch on this point. So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, and in Sif Ches, that the Shulchan Aruch says, Shochach v'ochal v'lo birach ha-motzi. He's talking about a case of a person eating bread. Person ate without making a motzi. Im nizkir b'socha suda mevarech. If you realize while you're still eating, so you make a bracha then. If you did not realize till the meal is over, you do not make a bracha. So it means you cannot make a bracha afterwards. However, in Siman Kuf Ayin Beis, which is the siman about a person who put food in his mouth without making a bracha, so there in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person put liquid into his mouth without a bracha, you swallow it, and you do not make a bracha afterwards. So the Shulchan Aruch is consistent, but the Ramah says, V'yeshamrin, t'mavorach aleim, v'chein nira ikr. The Ramah says that you make a bracha afterwards, and which he feels is the primary shita. So the Chayyadim is following the opinion of the Ramah. The question is, why is this case different than the case over there in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, where the Ramah does not disagree? He does not say anything. And here he says, you say the bracha afterwards. So the Chayyadim gives an explanation, which is ready the rush. The rush says this difference. He says, V'lodomi l'dle'el klam embeis Siman Yud Gimel, that if the person only realizes after you finish the meal, he does not make a bracha. So the Chayyadim explains, again, this is the opinion of the Rosh, and this is the explanation of the Rosh. The Kima the Nizker, Ba'odah B'fiv, Termiksas, Lo'ever La'asiyasa. So, brachas have to be said before you do the action, before you do the maisa. So that's true by brachas and mitzvahs. And that's true by Birchas and Henan as well, that they have to be done before you do the act of eating. But we do find some scenarios where the bracha is said afterwards. By Tilsa Daim, we wash our hands and then we make the bracha afterwards. Tfilas Ger, a person goes to Ger, he makes the bracha afterwards. We do find sometimes that the bracha can be said afterwards. Number one. Number two, we said by washing your hands that since you're still in some way osik in the mitzvah, so you can make a bracha afterwards. You're still drying your hands. So even though really the appropriate time is to say before you do the mitzvah, there's some element of an extension, so that's allow you to extend it. So the Rosh says over here there's an element of Amar L'Siyah. So since the person realized, over there the person did not realize till he finished eating. Here the person realizes before he swallows. So at that point in time he gets a Chiyah Bracha, just he has a practical problem. He can't make the Bracha because his mouth is full. So that's like the Bracha took effect, Amar L'Siyah. So the fact that you don't actually say it till afterwards is acceptable in this scenario. Again, we do not pass in like this. We pass in that you do not make the bracha rishona after you finish drinking. Now the chayyim continues and he says, so you just made the bracha rishona. You can't turn around and then say the bracha immediately afterwards. Just follow with the bracha achrona. So in this situation, there's no chiyah bracha achrona, and you fulfill your obligation of also lechonis b'elam zebuloi bracha with the bracha rishona, and that's sufficient. Mishavur paskins, you do not say a bracha rishona. Mishavur paskins that you do not say the bracha rishona. You do say a bracha achrona. Vim hu yayin shalaharbi poiskim bracha achrona shaloi hu deraisa b'shasa revias bracha bracha achrona. So we're talking about liquids over here. So the only liquid which would be potentially an issue of a bracha deraisa is wine, or theoretically in certain scenarios a person would be drinking olive oil, which is not so common. But of the regular liquids, the wine grape juice is the only one which potentially has a bracha deraisa afterwards. So you don't bench on it, but you do say alagefen. Is the bracha of Allah Gefen a deraisa? That's what Chagas Rishonim. If the bracha that we say, the bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh that we say, or Allah Michyo, Allah Gefen, Allah Eitz, is that a bracha deraisa or not? So he says, since there are many opinions that it is a bracha deraisa, so you can't say because you're going to say the bracha Rishona afterwards, you should lose the bracha Achrona, which is the din deraisa. Therefore, in that situation, you will say the bracha achrona in conjunction with the bracha rishona, both said after you drink. However, according to Mishnah Berurah, you do not say bracha rishona afterwards, and you do say bracha achrona. So obviously, in the case of wine, you'll be saying a bracha achrona as well. So that's the halacha l'maaseh from the Mishnah Berurah's viewpoint, different than the Chayyim's. Have a good morning.